Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, Arvest is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
It is now time for game two of our doubleheader broadcast of Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. Also remember, if you have missed any part of our broadcast, go online to our website at ktlo.com/podcast, click on Bomber Sports, and you can listen to any of our previous games. Now, let's head back courtside with Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe, and we welcome you once again from Bomber Gymnasium on the campus of Mount Tom High School Career Academies as we are getting ready to start the girls' portion of our doubleheader. It seems kind of weird to say that. We usually start the boys' portion of our doubleheader second, but they decided to do this tournament a little bit different this year, not only starting the boys first on the first day, but also I've kind of split up the games between not only the high school but also the junior high campus as well. There's been some games going on there around there. I've been trying to keep update as much as I can, which is not been easy, especially when you're on the mic, but we'll give you those scores as we can. Also, be sure to tune in tomorrow morning. We'll have all the scores during the 7 a.m. newscast here on Classic Hits 101.7 and overall also on our sister stations, KTLO FM 97.9 and KTLO AM 1240. But as for this game, as we welcome you into the Lady Bombers pregame show, Mountain-Alma girls getting ready to take on Junction City. Mountain-Alma coming into this game with a record of 7-2. Lady Bombers last game was this past Friday night, 6 nights ago, as they went to Centerton and defeated Bentonville West 54-38. That was Mount Holmes' last road trip of the 2019 calendar year. Their next road trip won't be until conference play begins sometime in January. As for this Junction City team, they are they've not had a lot of experience as far as this year is concerned. They are only 0-2 on the season. They started considerably late. They're waiting for the football team to get done. And for those of you that don't know, Junction City's football team just recently advanced to the Class 2A state championship game. Well, ended up losing to a conference rival Fordyce in that matchup. So the basketball program is getting started late for the Lady Dragons. Again, they are just 0-2 on the season, so not a whole lot of experience so far under their belt. We'll take a break. We'll come back, get the starting lineups checked out in just a moment as we get ready to bring you this girls' game between Mountain Home and Junction City. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040. ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mount Home is getting ready to take on Junction City in this girls' matchup here in the first round of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First off, for Junction City in their road purples, they'll be going with three seniors, Brianna Ray and also Kinsley McClellan and Keandra Jackson. One junior, Olivia Krager, and one sophomore, Leslie Riddick. Mountain Home and their home whites, coached by Dell Leonard. They'll be going with three seniors, Leah Jackson at 5'6", Emma Martin at 5'7", and Anna Grace Foreman at 6'2", and two juniors to round out the starting lineup, Kate Gilbert at 5'10", and Aston Yates at 5'9". Well, that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountain Home and Junction City coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.